All right, welcome to the inaugural episode of the No Quarters Podcast.
We
talk about video games and video game related stuff.
And video game accessories.
And us playing video games.
Except
Or not playing video
when
games,
we do,
as the case may
we'll
be.
Talk about how much I not play video games. Yeah. How much I not play video games.
That's all right, I'll make up for it by saying the least, but playing the most. Maybe.
And I'll talk the most about old games that I haven't played in years.
Okay.
Or the fact that I play old games and I buy a bunch of new games and never play any of them.
Yes.
Until they're old.
But I thank you for buying some and letting me play them.
Yeah, everyone else borrows mine.
Yeah.
Anyway, we should introduce ourselves. I am Mackie.
I'm the Beej.
And I'm Harlow.
You may know us from other podcasts.
Maybe.
Or the internet.
Yeah, we are totally famous on the internet. And now we're going to be famous for something completely different.
Yay.
For not playing video games.
Well, I'm going to be famous for not playing
but
video
talking
games.
About them as if we have.
Yes.
Be good times. So, yeah.
So, does anyone have any preset agendas? Because I know I do.
You have an agenda.
I do.
You're coming into this with an agenda here, huh?
Well, let's hear it.
Yeah, let's.
And then
let's,
I may
let's start the debate with your agenda.
You know what
something.
It is already. So
you got a grudge.
I have a little bit of a grudge, a little bit of a gripe. With
let's go.
The,
let's hear
with
it.
The well, arguably the biggest game of the year, probably to the end of the year. I mean, I doubt anything.
The biggest
be
game
it.
Of the year ever.
Ever, yes. Of
in
this
the history
year.
Of
and that's
years.
Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2.
You mean
oh,
Call
you
of
mean
Duty 6?
You mean that bullshit video game?
Yes, that
Yeah.
You can't agree with me right off the bat.
No.
Like,
what's your problem with Call of Duty, man?
I don't have a problem with Call of Duty. I think that was a fantastic game. My gripe is for with Modern Warfare 2. I can't even say it.
Yo, bro, what you got against Modern Warfare 2?
Okay, so backstory, I love the Call of Duty series. When Infinity Ward is making it. Mediocre, kind of to lukewarm on the other Treyarch ones, but
mm-hmm.
and I
World at War was pretty good.
Yeah,
it was, I actually liked
that's
World at War
that's
quite a bit,
basically because all they did was take the Call of Duty 4 engine and reskin it,
so
and put Nazi zombies in there, which
yeah,
I'm
Nazi
fine
zombies.
With. I'm fine with that. But I okay, so I loved Call of Duty 4. Let's call it Modern Warfare 1. I'm just gonna fuck that up every time. Modern
just call
Warfare
Call of Duty 4
1. So Call of Duty 4, loved it. Played the crap out of it.
Uh huh.
I wouldn't say I breezed through Veteran, but I did with little pain involved. I mean, there were some levels where it's grenade spawn.
Are you, like, inhuman?
I don't know about that, but...
Because beating any of those games on Veteran without too much difficulty is, like...
The only thing I didn't do is...
Superhuman, dude.
I never cared enough to go and try to do the airplane level in whatever it is, 30
Mile
or
High
60...
Club.
Yeah, the 30 or 60 second thing. No, I couldn't do that. I could beat it in, like, the next one down, like, hardened.
Yeah.
Whatever that time limit was.
Well, but that level on Veteran was like a puzzle game, almost.
Yeah, it
it's
is.
Like you had to do things a certain way in a certain order.
And you never reload. You just drop guns
yeah.
and keep going. But, so now on to Modern Warfare 2, Call of Duty 6, if you will. First off, hard as fuck on single player, on Veteran. Like, ridiculously hard. I know I didn't let my skills drop that much,
mm-hmm.
and I'm fine with bringing some new twists and keeping you engaged and everything, but this is just punishing. I mean,
yeah.
relentlessly punishing, like from the very first level punishing. Like when the very first time I spawned, I had no idea what's going on, and I'm standing there, I'm like, okay, I'm in the game, what do I do now? And bang, I'm dead. I mean, this is after the little training session.
I was going to say,
yeah, no.
If
not,
you died during the training session, you need to just
I mean, the first
the
first actual firefight where they're across the river, I mean, I stand up, I'm like, okay, what's going on? Bang, dead. And I'm like,
yeah.
Okay, off to a good start here. And from there, it was progressively worse and worse and worse.
Hmm.
And to that, to the point that I got to the slight spoiler, the infamous level, we'll just call it that.
Yeah.
The thing that the controversy level.
Yeah.
And I stopped. I just stopped. I was like, I don't want to play this anymore.
And it wasn't that you were offended. You were just,
no.
It was too hard.
Yes.
See?
I mean, like punishing hard. Like, I mean, I'm like I said, if I felt like I was getting somewhere, but when I'm watching the same thing 20 times in a row again
mm-hmm.
and again and again,
yeah.
I draw a line where it's like, this is no longer fun.
Well, see, I played through it on normal. I haven't beaten it yet because I have like, you know, an hour of free time a fucking week, so I never get to play anything, but at least lately. But you know, I've made it almost all the way through Act 2. So I'm further than you got. And I did it on normal, and it was pretty much, you know, I'd beaten two on veteran, I'd beaten World at War on veteran. So it's kind of like I'd play through those, and I did those first time through on veteran and realized that I didn't, like, I felt accomplished having beaten them that way, but I didn't enjoy beating them that way because it became more a case of, okay, die, okay, figure out who shot me and where he is. So the next time I spawn, I can shoot him first.
Right, you know, you have to game it.
Yeah, you have to basically figure out, okay, when do I use my smoke grenades? When do I do this? You know, and it's one of those things where it's for people who just want to show off their e-penis, pretty yeah. much is what veteran becomes. And I don't know. I thought the game was a lot of fun playing on normal. I mean, I still died every once in a while, but I mean, it wasn't
I've gone back. I mean, I've played further on normal because I was like, now at this point, I kind of want to see the story. And that's the other thing is, I'm not enjoying the story at all. It feels like been there, done that. Your twists are cliched at this point.
Well, yeah. Well, this one too, it's the twists are like, they're pushing them too much.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, before, you know, in 4, which I guess I can spoil it because everybody's played Call of Duty 4 at this point. But, you know, when the nuke goes off, you're like, holy crap.
God, you just ruined it for me.
It totally ruined it, huh?
Well, you can.
You
also
should play more video games.
Really? You think?
Yeah.
Well, he is going to play that because I did let him borrow it.
Yeah.
No, just because it doesn't mean I'm going to play it.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah. But anyway, there is a nuclear explosion that goes off, and you're like, holy crap. You know, it's kind of like,
yeah, this shouldn't happen. I should be Superman and prevent this.
Yeah. So it's kind of one of those, you know, one of those moments like, that was cool because you just hadn't seen something like that before.
And that's just it.
It's kind of like they used up all that in 4. So now when it happens in the new one, it's just kind of like, oh, okay, whatever.
Yeah, I really feel in so many ways that this one was farted out. I mean, like, I felt like they'd spent so much time, and they did. I mean, it was a long time between 2 and 4.
Mm-hmm.
And they spent a lot of time and a lot of polish on that one, and it's just not there in this one.
Yeah.
I mean, the graphics engine is updated. Yes, it's pretty, you know, this, that, and the other.
Unless you get close to grass or something.
Right? Yeah, it's like
crap, but
it looks good until I die.
Yeah.
But, okay, so that's single player. Like I said, I'm not enjoying the story, and I feel that veteran's too punishing. Also, I will also say that I think that the AI is more retarded than it's ever been, because...
Do you mean teammates or
I mean opponents? Teammates. I mean, teammates mostly, because... Mm-hmm. You'll be going through where you've got your squad with you that you have no control over whatsoever, going down a street, and guy A will stand in the middle of the street, kind of blocking your shot, and never fire a single round. Whereas, you know, terrorist or whatever is down at the end of the street, looking right at you, shooting past that guy right at you.
Oh, yeah. World at War was like that, too, where it didn't matter what the other guys were doing. It was like all those enemies were zeroing in on you and you alone. Like, you know, like you had a big spotlight on you and everyone else.
Yeah, the unfortunate target birthmark on your face.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, everybody, World at War, I remember just those Japanese guys, kamikaze, running by the guy standing right next to me with a flamethrower, lighting things on fire, running directly by him to come stab me in the face. And that was the most frustrating thing ever. And I guess they're still doing it in this one too.
Yeah, a little bit. I mean,
how are the grenades on veteran? Because I know World at War, it was like, God, like going prone was German sign language for throw grenades. Because as soon as you went prone, you'd hear ting, 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 and there'd be like 6 grenade indicators on the screen, and then you'd have to run from wherever you were.
There are cases of that not as bad. I know exactly what you're saying with World at War, but it's not that bad. Okay, now moving.
One thing I do like, I want to note this, is they got rid of infinite respawns.
Yes, to a point. Yes,
I've noticed that, like, if you kill enough guys, they will not come back, and it's not like you have to run past this imaginary line on the screen, you know, in the map that forces you to to get to that point. Okay. So at least they get rid of that.
Now, as far as a plus, I like Spec Ops. I think Spec Ops is pretty fun.
I've played more Spec Ops than the regular.
Yeah.
That's all I've played, so I can chime in at this point because I've played a video game.
Yeah, we played some split screen on that, and that's pretty fun. It hits a huge brick wall on Delta. Like, everything up till that is pretty easy.
Yeah,
and then fun.
It's kind of a huge brick wall on Veteran again.
Mm-hmm.
And what I feel like when I'm playing this game is, no matter how much cover I have, as soon as a minute piece of my head is sticking out.
Mm-hmm.
It's like somebody has a a giant pair of neon arrows pointing at my fucking head. Mm-hmm. And regardless of whatever bullshit AK-47 MAC-10 piece of shit weapon that these guys are carrying, that the bad guys are carrying, they must have like 100x scopes and can zoom in on my head in 3 seconds and bam, I'm dead.
Well, yeah, in all the games on Veteran, they're all like marksman snipers.
How
like
many of these terrorists?
Hand of God guys.
Yeah. Are how many? Yeah, they can't even fucking read, but apparently they're the best shots on the planet.
Yeah.
And they're, I guess they're on the Taliban's Olympic fucking shooting team or something.
Yeah, they're part of the decathlon.
I think that's what happened. Right. This is what's happened with the Call of Duty series in general, is that so many people have played it and gotten so good at it that I think they keep trying to make it harder with each one so that, you know, there's like the hardcore people are like, oh, that was too easy. You know, it's like these people, I don't know, people that have only that game and play only that game.
Yeah. If you feel that way about single player Veteran, buy some other games. Yeah. Because if you're too good at that game, that means you're not playing enough other games.
I would agree with that.
I'm sorry. I mean, I said, I'm no slouch when it comes to playing Call of Duty. I think these guys might attest. And when I feel raped, it's so bad that it's not fun. And you take a series that I love.
Do you want to get into the multiplayer?
Yeah, that's
regular ass multiplayer. Okay. Before let BJ.
Yeah, let me just throw a couple things out there. For the record, I fucking suck at video games. Like I'm really bad at anything that involves shooting another dude. I'm gonna miss probably a lot.
But you still have fun.
Yeah, I still have fun. I'm pretty decent at GTA. Games and I'm okay at racing games as long as they're arcadey.
Yeah.
If it involves too much skill, I fucking suck at it. But if it's like a retarded, stupid game, I actually can be.
See me
good
if
at
I'm fighting a computer, I'm like a god. But as soon as I have to fight other humans, I'm atrocious.
Yeah, and I
like anyone who's
exactly
played with
opposite
me in Call of Duty will know this. I am like awful. I will be at the bottom of your list, you know, one kill, 13 deaths. That will be me every single
round. I
am
playing Call of Duty with you, sir.
Yeah.
I almost
we'll
feel
battling for
I
the bottom.
Almost feel exactly the opposite. Like I have a harder time figuring out how the fuck the AI thinks, whereas like it's like playing poker. It's like when I'm playing multiplayer, it's like I try to think ahead, like, okay, this point is you know, being contested. I know that I'd be running and trying to get this point back, and so this is the way I would go.
Me,
so, you know.
Me, I run around a few times. Like, I run a circle around the building until someone shoots me in the face, and I die. And then I go and find a corner to hide in and wait for somebody to walk through a door, and then I shoot them in the foot, and then they stab me in the face, and I die. So that's pretty much my Call of Duty multiplayer strategy most of the time.
That sounds kind of how like I play, except I just keep running around in circles and dying.
Never actually get that shot off in the foot.
I do like the whole death.
No, actually, I shoot myself in the foot.
I do like the death streak thing, because I do get that. And I usually get the award at the end of the match for watching the most...
kill cams?
Yeah, watching the kill cam the longest. That's always me.
Might as well just pop up and say...
Because everybody else has like 3 deaths, and I'm at like 20.
Might as well just pop up and say, you're a loser. Yeah. Fuck you.
Yeah.
It's pretty much what shooting games say to me when
auto-aim.
I
auto-aim.
Yeah, I want to gain a level just by being the guy who watches that one the most.
Nice.
I don't even want to know what my official rank is. It's atrocious.
Yeah. Okay, so multiplayer.
Yeah.
Which, as much as I love the single player of the first one, obviously, when you finish it, and you move on to multiplayer.
Yeah.
And... on the first one, I was in on the beta.
You mean Call of Duty 4?
Yes, about Call of Duty 4. I mean, I was even in on the multiplayer beta for that, so I kind of got a little bit of extra, you know, well, just chance to kind of hone my skills there a little bit, and or own my skills.
Or pwn
people. Yeah, pwn my skills there.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so when that came out, I mean, I actually didn't play the single player for about a week just because I enjoyed the multiplayer in that so much that as soon as I got the game, I was like, I want back in that, and I'm... I used to be kind of a sucker for, like, you know, gaining the levels. And and the thing is, all right, this is where my problem comes in. In Call of Duty 4, gaining the levels meant you unlock new guns and some perks, none of which were game-breaking. Like, it was like, oh, this is a cooler-looking gun, or hey, this is slightly better, or hey,
like
now...
the fire rate is higher.
Or, you know, maybe this one's a little bit more accurate, or hey, now I can drop a grenade when I die. Mm-hmm. Okay, so those are slightly better, but not game-changing. My problem with Modern Warfare, I still can't fucking say MW2.
MechWarrior 2.
Yes, MechWarrior 2. My problem with MechWarrior 2 is that when you're like level 10 and you jump in a game and someone's level 50, 60, or 70.
Jesus.
Yeah, it goes up that high. there are things that literally break the game that make it a completely unfair advantage. There are heartbeat monitors, which is basically like a UAV all the time. You mm-hmm. just pretty much know where people are. And granted, there are perks later in the game that counteract those things, but you've got to give something up mm-hmm. in order to counteract the dicks who are using things that are basically game changers. And I don't think that's fair. Like I said, I never felt like a supreme disadvantage from being level 1 in Call of Duty 4 to being level 60 ever, or mm-hmm. I think it was 55, but yeah. I never felt it that at all. It's just like, okay, if I'm good enough, I can still beat this guy. Not that case no. at all.
I remember you complaining about grenade launchers, too.
Yeah, well, that's just always, you know, to sound like a, I don't know, someone who complains about playing video games, but that's just mm-hmm. always felt like a real dick move to, like, run around with a grenade launcher just ready to go yeah. all the time. I mean, that's just, like, that's unfortunately kind of a noob thing to do, to, like, yeah. run around with a grenade launcher.
So you just find a bunch of bros, and yeah, that was exactly. the team you were playing?
Yeah, I felt like I was playing against the frat house, mm-hmm. you know, and they just played the entire game with grenade launchers and grenades mm-hmm. spam. So,
yeah. Well, my problem is there's too many people that's the only multiplayer game exactly. they play, and yeah. I will never be as good as them. It was the same way with Gears of War 2. Exactly. It was the same way with everything, where it's like they're so good it feels like they're cheating, even though you know they're not. Know.
Yeah.
It's the same way with
and it's infuriating
every multiplayer shooter.
Well, I think Gears yeah. of War was the
Turok.
I think Gears of War was the most
people didn't play enough Turok.
Heinous example of that. I mean,
yeah. Well, Gears was yeah. just, and Gears you were never quite sure if they were cheating or not, because
there were
times it sure felt like it.
Yeah.
Because I mean, I would shoot a guy with a shotgun in the face like 5-6 times, and he would turn around and shoot me once, and I would die, and I'd be going, "Wait, what? How? What?" And
yeah.
Eventually, you'd hear me swearing and throwing the controller and.
I'm of the mind that everyone that is not me in a video game is cheating.
Yeah.
Mostly it's when I'm, not when I have rational thoughts, but when I'm playing, because I suck. everything mm-hmm. seems to, like I Duke Nukem on the Xbox Live Arcade, it seemed like everybody had to be fucking cheating.
Even me? That was one of the few games I think I could kill anybody, and it was because you were in there.
It's because I suck, so you could kill me. But it's like everybody's...
It's a hierarchy of sucking.
Everybody's running around with pistols shooting me in the head,
yeah.
like from half a mile or 3 or 4 miles away. There's this that like football field level,
yeah.
and mm-hmm. there's a guy on the other side of the map using a pistol to shoot me in the head and killing me.
Man.
I don't know if I just suck that much or if everybody's cheating, but I like to think that, yes, I do suck, and yes, they are cheating.
See, well, I fall into that trap with these games, too, where I'm just like, man, if I had a mouse and keyboard, you'd be fucked.
And the old school. I stopped feeling that way. Yeah. I at some point stopped feeling that way. And it
might I've gotten good enough where I don't notice it anymore, yeah. at least in like single-player stuff, but it's still, every once in a while in multiplayer, it's just like, I can't turn fast enough, I can't, you know.
Well, they have nice sensitivity controls. I mean, like yeah. 1 through 9 of how fast
yeah.
you move.
Yeah.
If I had a mouse and keyboard, I would be fucked. Still suck.
It would hurt more when I hit you with it.
Yeah. It would hurt more when I banged my head against yeah. it, because a controller has, you know, a little bit of give. But
yeah.
So here's my biggest, I don't know what you want to call it, it's a comparison between mm-hmm. what I feel like Modern Warfare 2 has, finally I said it, has become, is it has that wow feeling mm-hmm. of if you get in there and you dedicate your life to this and you become that level 70,
you're just,
you know, walking around flaunting your e-penis, as you said,
yeah.
and saying like, look, I've got all this gear and I've got all my weapons maxed and all this, everything. And you're just not going to beat me simply because you don't spend enough time. Whereas yeah. I felt like in 4 and other games,
skill,
exactly.
Yeah.
And it's not about your loot and your gear and your time that you've spent doing this. And that, to me,
yeah, because it does seem like people like power leveled the exactly. hell out of.
Oh yeah.
I mean, the first night I played, there were people who were like level 30 and uh-huh. I'm like, what the, I got the game on release day. What have you been doing all day?
Yeah.
And then I realized that yes, they have been playing Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2 all day
since
they got it at midnight.
Yeah, and, right.
Well, I actually had a couple friends on my list playing it like Saturday or Sunday night. Somehow they got it early.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
And of course,
there were a lot of places
way higher in the rank than I am.
There were a lot of places that broke the street date.
Yeah.
I ordered it from Amazon, so
right.
I didn't get to break the street date.
But yeah,
just remember, those people are dicks, and they don't have nearly as much fun as we do.
Yeah, I just, I don't like a system, like, that's, to me, that, you know, I enjoyed the crap out of WoW when it first came out, because I felt like we were all sort of on the same team, like, we're all trying to get to that mm-hmm. magical level 60 and go have fun and yeah. run around and do these end things, and then it became about, oh no, let's go PvP, because I play 24/7 and I got the baddest ass purple shit you've ever seen, and I will kill you in two hits.
Honestly,
blah, blah, blah. And it was
when I played WoW, the only stuff I enjoyed was like the PvP arenas.
Well,
like
the
rest
said,
of it, I didn't like at all.
It's fine.
That was
like
the only thing I had.
It's
fun
fine
with.
In like a lower level situation where mm-hmm. you feel like you're on equal grounds, but like yeah. I don't like that. Like I have no life, and I'm that guy from South Park that's sitting there,
yeah.
and, you know, looking like Stephen Hawking because you barely move, and. You know, that's, you're better because you have no life and this is the one game you play. I don't like that feeling, especially in a game like this.
Yeah.
Anyway.
But you definitely get that from
Modern Warfare. I'm getting
At least
that.
I get that from Modern Warfare 2.
I do.
Because I suck. And I have friends who love it and play it all the time. They keep inviting me to play games. And I'm just like, I don't
You're
going to
rape me.
Yeah, no. I would be on their team, but I don't want to be that guy who, like, they're just like, God, you're fucking terrible. You know? I don't want to be the guy who's like, man, we would have won if Mackie wasn't on the team. You know?
Yeah.
I feel bad.
I kind of like being that guy sometimes because it knocks people down. Like especially if I get on a team with not in this game because I haven't played it multiplayer because I'm afraid. But on other games where it's team based, and I know I fucking suck big time. Like mm-hmm. Halo 3, it was great. I'd get killed like 97 times in 3.5 minutes,
mm-hmm.
and I'd kill one guy, and that was because I accidentally hit the melee key when he walked by me, shooting me in the face. So I enjoy the Schadenfreude of bringing other teams down.
Yeah, I just think it was funny with World at War, at least, because I went through and beat it on Veteran before I even played any multiplayer. So there would be people, I'd get in the game and I'd have like, you know, one kill, 25 deaths. And people are like, how do you have 1,000 points in this fucking game? And I'm like, because I'm good at killing computer AI guys, not real people who think and do crazy things and
right.
have the maps memorized.
See, I other than like going back to like Counter-Strike back in the day, you know, before Source and all that, I think the most fun I've had multiplayer is honestly playing like Horde mode on Gears of War 2. That was so much fun to me.
Because, oh, yeah.
I mean, your group of guys or friends, whatever, playing together against the AI computer, no dickery, you know, it's just you're all on the same. I like that team based objective, and I wish there was more.
And we had a good team that
oh, yeah.
you know, a good group of friends that would play with us on that one.
Yeah.
I know you were frustrated with it because of connection issues when it came out, but Left 4 Dead,
yeah.
that one is so much fun playing with people.
Well, I'm looking forward to playing some too. I'm hoping that all my connection issues are gone.
Yeah. Well, I'm hoping Amazon finally sends me my fucking copy. Yeah.
Maybe.
I will say maybe. That I definitely did really enjoy Left 4 Dead. That's the one shooter that's come out recently mm-hmm. that I really, really liked.
Yeah. But that is, as I will attest, because I'm the only one that has it that I know of right now, and that it is not a single-player game. It's frustrating as fuck.
Yeah.
Again.
Because you were just playing on normal.
I was playing on normal mode, and we got raped.
The AI is frightfully stupid.
Yes.
But
except for the zombies.
Well, yeah. And that's that's one of my... I'll get into this on a later podcast
they
when I have BJ's
bad
pitching
in the,
hour.
They weren't that bad in the original Left 4 Dead.
Well,
I thought.
I'm not going to spoil anything, but in like the first, what do they call those episodes?
Yeah.
The very first, whatever. Mm-hmm. So I think it's like the second or third level in that you're in a mall,
mm-hmm.
which I think people have talked about. Yeah. And it's a multi-level mall type of thing. And the smoker guys kept grabbing me and dragging me up to a higher level.
And the guys wouldn't shoot them.
They couldn't figure out where I was.
Mm-hmm.
And this happened about 3 times that I would get dragged up and just choked until I'm dead. And
really?
They're all down there getting killed by a tank or jockeys mm-hmm. or something. Mm-hmm. And it's like, oh, okay. Yeah, it got really, really frustrating because you couldn't even say, hey, hello, come up, get me.
I know. Did you play that one day when we tried to beat one of the first levels on Left 4 Dead on Expert?
Yes.
That day when it took us like 3 hours to get through check.
Oh, no. I wasn't on that. I think...
it was like me and
yeah,
I'm
no,
trying to remember who.
Yeah, I was not part of that.
There were a couple people that jumped in and out, and they just got so frustrated that they left. Because we started out with 4, and we beat the first, you know, the first chapter pretty easily. Probably because everyone had played it a trillion times, and you know, played the because that was the demo level and all that stuff. we beat that one, and then the second one, we would get right near the end, and someone would always set off the car alarm, and then we would just all die within like 3 seconds.
Yeah, I don't know what
expert
it is.
On that game was impossible.
It is.
I swear. I mean, it's like I was pretty good at Left 4 Dead, and I was terrible at expert.
I honestly think like there are certain shooters like I feel it right away. Like I'm okay at Halo. I don't do that well at multiplayer. But mm-hmm. you, like I said, you put me in Call of Duty 4, and I was like liquid death.
Yeah.
But then it's like something about Valve games. I'm just not good at them, especially multiplayer. Like not anymore. I mean, like mm-hmm. you know, like I said, I could do fine in old Counter-Strike, and I think by the time Source came out, I'd stopped playing, and I just wasn't on the level that people that yeah. continued the whole time playing that. But Valve games, like I'm terrible at Team Fortress 2. I love it, but I'm terrible at
See,
it.
See, I was good at Team Fortress 2,
and I'm not that good at Left 4 Dead. And mm-hmm. I mean, expert just. It's just
probably the
brutal.
One. What's weird is the one game that I was probably best at multiplayer was Half-Life's original deathmatch.
Okay. Yes, that's what I'm saying. Back then, it was
I was
fun.
Insane on the first, and then Counter-Strike took over, and everybody stopped playing regular deathmatch. And I was like, this was the one game I was good at. Now nobody plays it anymore.
I played some Half-Life once.
Yeah.
There was a crowbar involved, yeah. wasn't there?
I didn't get much. I didn't get
to the crowbar?
No. I didn't get very much.
I didn't get to the parts where they were shooting things. Somehow I died before that.
Yeah.
I got the shooting thing.
I couldn't figure out how to push the thing into the laser.
I actually got past okay. that part.
I know somebody who got stuck on that.
I had to.
And no, it wasn't me.
I had to go to the internet for help. But no, I played Counter-Strike for a grand total of like 5 minutes.
Oh my god, yeah.
And the funny thing was, this was like 2 years ago.
Oh,
I'm
yeah.
like, hey, I've got, I bought it for whatever. I don't know why I bought the mega pack.
Like probably because you found it for like $5.
Probably. It was like yeah. $5. I'm like, Half-Life, like, hey, I've heard that's good.
Six games or something?
Yeah, that's a good deal. I don't know what this shit's about. It's a guy with a crowbar. I've heard that's kind of cool. So I'll beat shit up with a crowbar. And I decided that I wanted to play some online games, and I put in Counter-Strike. I'm like, all right, download the 97 patches. And 47 hours later, I popped into a game, and it's like, all right, here you are. You're in a game, and now you're dead.
A lot. Headshot.
Pretty
now
much.
You're spectating.
But not even that. It's, a, you know, get that AWP and shoot them in the foot. Oh, automatic death.
Boom. Yeah.
Yeah, it's the cheater sniper
yeah,
rifle.
Yeah, I only liked Counter-Strike when it first came out because I actually had a chance. And now there's guys who like we talk about people playing Call of Duty only. There's people who they must get a paycheck from Valve for playing Counter-Strike.
I don't know.
That game, it's like people have just memorized it.
I've never been yelled at playing a game more though than playing like one of the team matches.
Oh god.
And I'd just like run up and I'd be like, just shooting things, and I'd get killed in about a nanosecond.
That stuff
like, God damn it. God, why is this guy on our team? God, he sucks.
Yeah, it will make
so
you
bad.
Hate games. That will make you hate games.
I was that guy to myself, though. That's how bad I was at Counter-Strike.
Ouch.
I would sit alone in my apartment and yell at myself for dying.
I got
frustrated.
Well,
yeah, because you had to sit there and watch everyone else like 10 fucking minutes.
Yeah.
For the first
Go play at the fucking bomb. I know I'm on that team, but I don't care.
You know, I forgot what I was going to say. It's not important anyway.
That's if it involves Counter-Strike, it was not important.
Yeah.
I think that's where I developed the team Schadenfreude.
Hmm. My worst addiction ever to gaming was the original Counter-Strike. Yeah. I found something that was keeping stats and found in a work week when I was clocking at least 40 to 50 hours at work. I had somehow put in 80 hours on Counter-Strike in a week. And I was like, click, I'm done, uninstall.
So you had to go cold turkey to
yes,
quit.
Yes, yeah. I uninstalled it and never looked back.
You got the Counter-Strike patch.
I did. That was the last patch I ever installed.
Try new Counter-Strike X. Available in 3 strengths.
Yeah, but where are we going with this anyway?
I don't know. I'm done. We ranted about Call of Duty and then it turned into other things.
Yeah.
Shooting people.
Briefly mentioned the one type of game that involves shooting sometimes that I'm marginally good at, which is a stealth-based shooting dudes.
Like Metal Gear?
I've actually never played a Metal Gear game.
Splinter Cell?
Like Splinter Cell, yes. I can play the shit out of some Splinter Cell, and I'm pretty good at the snipering on... I guess I'm okay at the snipering on the Call of Duties that I've played so far, but... Anytime it involves going really slow.
I'm good with that first sniper. The one that they give you when you're playing like Spec Ops. Mm-hmm. Put me in multiplayer with a sniper rifle. It's sad. It really is. Mm-hmm.
That's because you're...
Apparently dudes are just good.
Yeah.
You know what my best multiplayer game was?
Peggle?
NHL 94.
Nice.
I was a god at NHL 94. Don't ask me why. I could play with even like the Lightning and still destroy people.
I think I'm all right at NBA Jam.
Yeah, you're all right.
Yeah.
Of course, you played like, talking about clocking 80 hours a week on Counter-Strike. You were up there on NBA Jam way back in the day.
Maybe.
Yeah, maybe. You still remembered all the codes for all the crazy guys.
Maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
A couple of them.
Am I any good at any multiplayer games?
I couldn't say because Carcassonne? You never play, so I wouldn't know.
I'm pretty good at Carcassonne.
Yes.
I can do pretty well on that.
Yeah, thanks Xbox for being out as long as you were for giving us all that game for free.
Yeah, better than Undertow.
Yes, that was terrible.
Yeah. All right, I vote we take a break.
Yeah, let's take a little break.
Okay.
Welcome back to the No Quarters podcast.
Yeah, we're back. Good break.
I still suck at games.
We proved it.
BJ proved it.
We BJ is not a DJ hero.
No.
Yeah, we played a little for the first time. First time some DJ versus DJ. DJ hero action.
We're scratching at each other's eyes.
Harlow and I increased the number of people that bought the DJ hero by like 30% by both of us having it. So
yeah.
Is it really selling that poorly?
It's pretty bad.
Really?
Yeah.
Apparently the sales are really low.
Oh wow! I wasn't aware of that.
But I mean, you gotta look at the fact it's $120 damn, or if you're stupid like me, $200.
Mm-hmm. I can't.
So you can get a case that turns into a stand.
In my defense.
And gold plating.
Well, no, there's no defense because I could have spent that $100 on whatever.
Yeah.
All right.
You had the $100 gift card, so that's what you did.
Hey, podcast land, don't buy this game so the price drops.
Right.
So that I can buy it for like $30.
Don't count on
it. So I can not play it.
Don't count on it. It's Activision.
Yeah. And the game is actually quite good.
Yeah.
I think.
For a hero game, yes.
Yeah. The only fault I really have with it is forcing you to play specific set lists, and you have to play like all four songs. So it's not one of those, hey, I got like 20 minutes before we got to leave, why don't I, you know.
Pop in some DJ hero.
Yeah. It's not like Rock Band where you can just play a song or two on a quick play and just be in and out. It's like you got to sit down and be like, all right, yeah.
Here's
some of those
thing.
Set lists are like five, six songs.
I like the game well enough. I just really wish it was made by somebody else. Like, I think if I mean, I hate to say it, but if Harmonix made a DJ Hero game, it'd probably be fucking amazing. And this is like good. It's competent enough. It's not rape you like the Guitar Hero series became. Yeah. Again,
actually, like it looks like it can get pretty rapey.
It probably does on Expert, which I haven't moved to yet. But
Expert on the early songs, it isn't that bad.
Yeah.
But when you get up, I brought it to a Halloween party a few weeks back, and there were a lot of people who enjoyed playing it. But I remember I got to a point where I was playing hard, and I got to like the Eminem versus Beck song, where it's like and loser, and it was just like
my name is
the game completely raped me, and you know, people are like, yeah, this is lots of fun. And I was like ready to pause it and bump it down to medium or easy, just, you know, so I didn't look like a complete dick who didn't know what the hell he was doing. Yeah.
Now that game, it is actually a pretty cool party game because, you know, it's pretty fun to watch and listen to the mixes. Mm-hmm. And then if you're entertaining and funny, like I think I am, you can add a microphone to the mix and be entertaining-er and funnier.
It does give you the MC option.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, it's a good party game as far as the music goes. I think the music suits parties better. And people are like, oh, hey, I've never heard that before. Because really, everything on there, you've heard bits of it, but you haven't heard these songs mixed together like that.
Right.
Which, you know, I know mashups are kind of played out at this point. And kind of, you know, as far as a musical trend, the trend is dead. But it's still kind of fun to hear.
Yeah, it's still, I mean, it's still cool when somebody can actually cleverly combine two songs. Mm-hmm. Regardless of how played out it is, it's still, you know, somewhat impressive.
Yeah, and it is fun to play. I mean, there were so many people that asked me how much it was, you know, where and they then could they all get went, it. Mm, yeah, no, yeah mind, and that was the problem, is they're all like, wow, that much? And I'm like, yeah, you know, but I spent that because I got the stand. And they're like, wow, so that was $80. I'm like, well, but there's gold plating on the...
And you got a Jay-Z and Eminem CD.
Yeah, that I haven't even opened.
That's worth at least 79 cents.
Yeah, mm-hmm. The worst part about the Jay-Z Eminem CD is it's like, it's nothing new. It's like all songs everybody who owns anything by any of them has already.
Nice.
So it's like, what's the point of having this?
Are they at least mixed
together?
What?
No. It's just like bullshit. It's just like, yeah, here's, you know.
Yeah, yeah, here's Jay-Z.
Yeah, here's
Yeah, here's Eminem.
Yeah, it's like, here's my name is. It's like, oh,
all of a sudden
okay.
He's a 30s gangster.
Yeah, I'm Eminem, see?
Yeah, see?
I'm going to play you some of that rabbity rap music.
Hey, don't make me call out Slim Shady on you, see?
Oh, boy.
Yeah, I mean, the game was not worth the amount I paid for it, but I still had fun with it.
How many games are worth the amount you pay for them?
A lot of them are, like...
I just have to forget the fact that I spent that much on it, pretty much. I mean, I will
you
say
you didn't, because you had a gift card.
Yeah,
so
yes,
fuck
and
you.
Yes and no.
Yeah, you could have spent that on it.
Exactly. Yeah. I could have spent that on necessities, but no. Instead, I was like, $100, that makes DJ Hero like $20 plus tax.
Yeah.
It is a quality controller. I mean, it's
not
the
like, controller is very nice. Yeah.
I mean, that's the thing, is that's pretty much what you're paying for.
Yeah, it's a pretty cool controller. The only complaint that I have, and it's because I suck at the game, is I wish it felt like I had more control over the
wiki-wikis?
Over the turntable. Because it feels like it's about to fly out of my hand at any moment and go spinning across the room.
Yeah, that's what's weird about it, is it has so much weight and it's so well-balanced, but it spins so easily that it feels, I don't know, it's hard to explain, but
it feels
like
loose,
you have,
but it's not.
It feels too loose.
Yeah.
Well, it tighten that bitch up. It starts feeling better when you start doing the rewinds. I mean, you have to spin it 360 at least.
Well, yeah, and I'm sure that's fine, but I could, you know, I could manually
spin it.
See
that? I just fling it and then look down and grab it when it's about to stop.
But the other thing is the crossfader switch.
Which I'm terrible at, apparently.
Yeah, the crossfader switch, I think, needs more...
More
resistance and more positive feel to it. But other than that...
Well, and it needs a better notch in the middle.
Right.
Because most of the time you need it to stop in the middle. And if you give it any throw that's not smooth, it will skip right over it and screw up.
Right. I did notice that you can... And what I was doing, it really helped a lot, was instead of shooting for the notch...
Mm-hmm. Just game it in the middle, kind of.
Yeah, I just slid it over until I saw the thing move on the screen, and that usually does pretty well. And then when you need to go like back, like let's say you're on the right and you need to go to the middle, you just kind of move it until the cursor on the screen moves, and then if you need to go to the left, you just slam the fucking thing to the left. But it needs more positive feedback.
Yeah,
I need a force feedback.
You're doing very well, BJ.
Thank you. That's what I need my controllers to say. Maybe I will get better at games.
I mean, I had fun with it, but it's tough to train your brain to think the way that game works.
Insane training brain!
Yeah.
Oh, you need that little guy with glasses.
Yeah. But,
Glasses.
Boom! I don't know. For some reason, it's like, it's not as intuitive straight up as, like, playing drums on Rock Band is, or playing guitar or bass. You
well,
know,
a lot
of... I don't know. It's hard to explain.
I think a lot of people have seen record players, but not a lot of people have, you know, been
had
at
two
the
turntables.
Hands. Yeah, had two turntables and a microphone, or even one turntable and a microphone and a crossfader.
Yeah, that's the thing. Is like I've seen DJing. I've never tried it.
I know that the guy
played guitar and drums, so I know what that's supposed to feel like.
The guy puts one hand over the left or right earpiece of his headphones, and then he goes, and it sounds cool. That's all I know.
I'm just wondering if they're going to sell like the stage kit like they did with Rock Band, like get a couple of glow sticks and some ecstasy and
yes,
and a keg.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
And a little laminated badge, maybe.
Right,
I like it.
Yeah,
and maybe you get like a
hear that Bobby Kotick.
Free in the box. You get some guy that's freaking out.
Oh
man!
My god!
Yeah,
wearing big JNCOs,
a little velvet.
Our recommendation: find a friend who has DJ Hero on play
try
or
it.
Hers, and then wait until it's on clearance, which, if the sales were any indication thus far, it won't be too long.
Yeah, or find it, find the knockoff version at Walgreens, you know, next to the next to the knockoff Wii.
It's JD Hero.
Yeah.
It's not even quite a hero. It's just like JD cool guy.
Yeah.
It's mixed game, music mixing game with turntable included.
JD cool guy is not that at all. Yeah. He's got a Camaro.
Yeah. Oh, got a nice. Camaro, a mullet.
Oh, there is Billy Squire in the game, so he would like it.
And Natty Ice.
Yeah.
Six pack of Natty Ice.
I don't know. I think the same thing is what's going to happen with Tony Hawk Ride.
Oh, God.
So that's a great seg into our, yeah. our shitty Jesus, peripherals.
Please don't do that.
Yeah, you.
I will no longer respect you in the morning if you do
I
that.
Buy it.
Yeah,
I keep
Tony Hawk. Ride.
So Tony Hawk Ride is sitting there on the shelves, mocking us because
what is it? $80, $90,
$120.
Oh, Jesus Christ! It knows.
It's also $120. It's so much money.
It knows that Mackie is going to buy it.
I know.
And it knows it's just a matter of time. It just has to wait him out.
You mock the Wii balance board and you want to buy a fucking
The Wii
plastic.
Balance board is a scale.
No, it's not. It has just as much motion, if not more, than the Tony Hawk thing. Have you ever tried the Wii balance board?
I bet
no.
they're both scales. Okay.
It, trust
is that
me,
the thing that comes with the Wii Fit?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. They're both scales.
It's not a scale, though.
Yeah,
it actually, it's a scale in that it tells how much you weigh, but you can't really lean on a scale and it knows you're leaning forward.
Yes, you can.
I've because seen it move when I lean forward, the little dial.
Here's the deal. It works exactly like a scale.
How gravity works.
Yeah, apparently not. it's like a scale. Scales have these little sensor type things, like mm-hmm. the digital ones.
You want me this to put one, an apple on your head?
This one just... fuck ye. This one just has four. It's a fucking scale.
Uh-huh.
And it's probably mm-hmm. the same thing as the
I'm sure it is, but
Tony
yeah,
Hawk
just,
Pro
I
Skater
wish there was,
Ride.
I'm not defending the balance board. I'm just saying they're the same fucking yeah. thing.
I wish there was a way to try it out in the store. But all they do is show you the board, and it's like bolted onto the frame of the end cap.
Nice.
So all you can do is like touch it. And it's like, okay, it feels heavy. You know, you pick up the box for Tony Hawk Ride, and it's like, okay, this feels like something that it doesn't just, feel like a cheap piece of plastic.
It's actually just a lead-lined cardboard. Yeah. That's what you're paying $129 yeah. for.
But seriously, I mean,
but
how can you possibly play that game? I mean,
I don't know.
Makes no sense.
I don't know. It's like, and the weird thing is, there I've seen so few reviews for it. It's like they
didn't. Nobody wants to buy it.
No, but it's like they didn't send out preview copies or anything. To
that's
anybody.
Usually that's, tells you something.
Yeah.
Yeah, and there was just no promotion for it, so I don't know. And you know, I'm the guy who bought every other Tony Hawk game, including whatever the last one was called. I know it blows
American
your mind.
American Wasteland?
I guess. I don't know. Tony Hawk 2 remains like... Tony Hawk 2 is in my top 10 of games ever.
Tony
I cannot
Hawk
get
Pro Skater
it.
3.
Yeah,
that's fine.
Tony Hawk 2, I love that game so much.
I love the shit out of Guitar Hero 1 and 2.
Yeah, I know.
Doesn't mean I bought World Tour or anything else.
I don't know. But I'm going to have to wait until the price drops on it. Once the price drops... If they can get around 80, they've probably got me.
You will buy it. You're going to buy it, and you're going to buy it.
No,
for full
I'm not
going to
buy it. No,
yes,
no.
You are.
I'm not going to do it.
You are because you told me you picked it up the other day.
I picked it up,
and
yes.
And you almost walked out of the aisle with it, which means you would have bought it.
No, that was Assassin's Creed. Assassin's
no,
Creed.
No, that
two,
one's the
I
one you got to the front of the store with.
Yeah, and then I put it back.
That's how weak you are. But once you had that weighty, nice,
were you
plastic
sneaking
fake
the whole time,
skateboard,
kind of yes. pushing your way through the crowd.
Yes, I was holding A, and I was climbing on top of all the...
You're going to buy that fucking thing at full price.
No.
Because you are an early adopter. You have early adopter disease.
Yes, I was the guy who had DJ Hero like the day it came out.
I'm going to go ahead and say one thing about it that's a positive.
What's that?
It's a whole lot easier for you to hide that controller than it is your massive fucking Ion drums.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
That's what I was going to say, man. You bought the $7,000 Ion drum kit for Rock Band that you've used
87
like...
cymbals, the Neil Peart edition.
Hey, I'm fucking good at drums, all right? Leave me alone.
You actually have to open it up to sit inside it and spin around and play.
Well, and then,
it's got
you
an
know,
LCD swivel mount.
And when my girlfriend's parents come into town to stay at my house
you hide
for Thanksgiving,
it. You hide
I have
it because
to bring
of
it over
your shame.
They're in my house right now.
Yeah, they're in your house because there's
shame.
No room. There's no room in my house.
Oh, there's room. No room for your shame.
You have a garage.
The garage is full of
shame
of other plastic toys
of my old Rock Band original.
Full. It's got the Rock Band 1 drums, the Rock Band 2 drums,
yes.
18 the, plastic
your
guitars,
Virtual Boy, and
The power glove is back there. What was the one where you waved your hand over the
oh, you got
grid
the super
for like
scope,
the Genesis? Yes. Oh, God, I wish super I did.
Yeah. Oh, man.
You but have, yet, so
there's
yes,
no more room in the garage for
one day. One day I will have Tony Hawk Ride.
Do you use the power glove when you're doing laundry? You just sit back and cross the garage and boop, start. Duke. Fred Savage just has that sad look on his face.
What I'm amazed is, like, I haven't bought those, you know, the 3D glasses they have for your PC.
What?
Yeah. Yeah, they're like 3D glass. It's really weird.
I'm surprised you haven't bought
what's
that.
What's the one with the gun?
Force resistance.
Yeah,
thing.
The force resistance.
Oh, the one where you stick your hand in and it rapes you.
No, it just it somehow holds you down while it grabs your wallet.
Yeah, that's what I meant. Rapes you.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't know. PC. I can justify it because I never buy games.
Nobody
PC
plays
anymore.
Games on PCs.
What's a PC?
Unless it's like if it's not on Steam, I just don't buy it.
If it's,
and if it's not like. Steam's half price weekend sale. I won't buy it on PC at all.
If it's not a 3-year-old game that all my friends tell me I should have bought 6 years ago,
well,
and it's on sale for like $7, I don't buy it.
Well, I'm the person who has like almost every achievement you can have in Fallout 3, and I've played 10 minutes of Fallout 1 and or 2.
Wait. There was a Fallout 1 and 2?
Yes, there was.
Oh, I just thought they thought it would be a cool name. I thought it was a sequel to Far Cry 2.
Kind of like Leonard Part 6.
Yes. Right.
Yeah. Mm. But I don't know. I buy stupid shit. Sorry.
Hey. You don't have to apologize to us.
Yeah, because you guys just borrow it.
We're going to shame you mercilessly anyway.
A fool and his money
are soon parted.
I don't know. Something
fool
about
and his money.
Mackie's going to buy a goddamn plastic skateboard. I think that's how it is.
A fool and his money. Fine. Mackie buys a bunch of plastic shit.
Yeah,
by Hasbro.
It's sad how many.
By Galoob!
It's sad how many fake plastic guitars I have in my house.
This is going to be a Radiohead song.
Fake plastic guitars. Yeah, it's like.
The song is dedicated.
The only
to
ones
Mackie.
I have. Only ones I have out are the wireless ones now. It's like the ones that actually have wires. It's like, man, that shit's a relic.
That's so jank.
They're all snaked up in your attic, in your shame box.
The only.
In
your shame. The only reason I might break out
in the shame box
is to get like whatever achievement that is in Guitar Hero 5 where you have four people playing guitar at the same time. That might be the only reason I do it.
Yeah, it'll be on Guitar Hero 8. It'll be like when you plug a actual plug-in one, it'll be like, what the fuck? Seriously,
achievement
this shit's been wireless for 5 generations.
Achievement unlocked. You still have this fucking thing. What's wrong with you?
Old school. Yeah.
100 points.
100 points for keeping the guitar working for 20 years. Yeah.
Yep.
So I'm not good at games.
We've established that.
So, sorry. Never mind.
You did beat Harlow in one track on
DJ
Hero.
No, two of them.
I beat one track.
I somehow kicked his ass on the second one.
And that's the thing. No matter what the game
will find a way to screw you.
I always find a way to lose.
Yeah, two out of the three tracks, he demolished me, and somehow I
didn't. I don't think I couldn't have demolished you.
You did.
Look at it this way. You got to play it for free.
Yeah, so I didn't pay $229.
A winner is me.
I didn't pay $229.
Whatever it is. Everything's
it was Amazon, so I didn't pay tax.
$8,000.
Okay. So you paid $220, whatever. You paid way too much for your video game.
I did Super Saver shipping.
Yeah, but I got a stand in a box to carry.
Oh yeah. What did you say about that stand? It's a pain in the ass to
it is kind of a pain in the ass to unscrew the
and
legs.
So it's a box.
So, mine goes in a drawer.
So you paid an extra $100 to be annoyed.
$80.
You paid an extra $80 to be annoyed. Good
Don't
job.
Forget Eminem and Jay-Z.
Yes,
you paid $80 to be annoyed.
Hey man, I can eBay that for like a buck or two. So that's right there. That's
$80
the cost.
$79 to be annoyed.
That's $80 for big pimping.
I'm not annoyed when I'm at home. I can put it on the stand and I feel cool.
And it
I
wobbles,
stand there, DJ.
Yeah, and it wobbles all over the fucking room.
Wobble.
It kind of does.
But they don't fall down.
Yeah, that's a great stand.
It does the same.
I could have made you one for $4.99 worth of stuff from Home Depot.
No, I got a snack tray. I can use that. It's more stable.
Yeah, it's called your DJ Hero snack tray.
Actually, yeah, that probably would work pretty well as a snack tray. Okay.
You paid $80 to be annoyed by a snack tray.
It's nice and padded inside, though. It's awesome.
What?
For what?
It came with stickers to put on the middle of the thing. One said Eminem, one said Jay-Z.
So you never carry it around.
That's got to be worth like a quarter or
so
$0.50.
It's padded so that you can...
Not 50 cents.
So I can smash my head on it and go, why the fuck did I spend $200 on this? Yeah.
Right.
Sadly, Tony Hawk Ride does not come with a case.
Or stickers.
I bet you if you paid another $80 for the game, it would come with a case and a stand.
a picture of Tony Hawk going, thank you for my boat.
Well, I will tell you, that's why I didn't buy Assassin's Creed 2.
Because it came with a stand?
Because I was at Best Buy and it didn't come with like the statue and all the booklet and all that other shit.
You couldn't get the Extreme Extended Platinum Ultra Mega Hyper Super Collector's Edition?
Exactly.
With the cloak and daggers?
Exactly.
What is this?
You have to go to GameStop for that.
Yeah. You couldn't get any plastic. And I don't know bullshit.
I can't go into GameStop. It hurts.
When and if we talk about Assassin's Creed, I'm just going to tune that out.
I know.
I can just make up a review for it.
Yeah, I will. It sucks.
No, it'll be more in detail than that.
Oh, I mean, it really, really sucks.
It sucks because it's Assassin's Creed 2.
Right.
I'm telling you, everything I've been reading. Two, they took everyone's criticisms to heart and made it better.
I don't think they possibly could take mine to heart. This is the worst fucking game I've ever played.
Oh, shut up.
Oh, it's up there.
No, don't even give me that crap.
It's up there.
You just hated the ending.
You
hated the ending so much that you hated the rest of it.
And by ending, I mean like, I liked the first 30 minutes and everything else after that.
If it was the worst game you ever played, you would not have beaten it. Sorry. That's just how I look at it.
Okay.
You would have though, Mackie.
I never beat it. Right. I stopped playing at a certain.
It is by
it
far
didn't come with a plastic bullshit controller, so of course you didn't.
It is by far the worst game I've played in modern like games with storytelling. I will say that.
So did you hate the gameplay or did you hate the storytelling?
I hated the fact that the gameplay was the same thing over and over again.
Yeah.
I mean, the world looks amazing and it's fun pushing through people and jumping on buildings and stuff, but you just do that for about 8 hours over and over again. And then you do the same things over and over again. And then you don't even get an ending. And if you're really having fun, you go and collect flags that do absolutely nothing.
Yeah, the flags were the most annoying part of it.
Yeah.
Greetings for flags.
That's the worst like narrative.
And honestly, that's why I stopped playing is because I'm one of those weird dudes who gets obsessed with like collecting all the stupid little shit in games.
Crackdown.
Oh, yeah. God. What's that?
Crackdown. Sorry, I had a little something in my
throat. Yeah. Don't even get me started on the 9 orbs I have left to find in Crackdown. 491, God. And I cannot find those last 9.
Do you even hear the noise anymore?
No.
Actually, you probably do when you hear it. Oh my God, what?
You just stop and get the map out.
Yeah, honestly, I have a map that I have crossed off the ones the places where I've been. Like, I've cleared out the entire Agency Island in the middle, and I'm working on, you know, like the island on the left, clearing that out.
Hey. I can't say anything. Speaking of which, draw my own RPG maps when I go into dungeons.
Oh yeah,
yeah. But I'm like obsessive compulsive like that. And when I played the first Assassin's Creed, I was like, I got to find all these flags.
I couldn't even find all the flags in the first place. It was like 20 or 30.
There's one weird one that.
Yeah, exactly. I was like, yeah, and then I got to that, and I'm like, I'm spending about 20 minutes looking around, like, where's that last flag? And I'm like, why the fuck do I care?
Because it's 20 points achievement.
Yep.
Yeah.
So is 5 minutes of a sports game.
Yeah. Pretty much. Yeah. But I'm bad like that with those. I don't know why achievements get me like that.
I honestly, if you bought Assassin's Creed 2, this is how much I don't care about it. I don't even think I would borrow or play it. I'm seriously, really? Yes. Like, that's how much I
even
don't
if
care.
I was like,
when he buys Assassin's Creed 2.
Honestly, that one I'm probably going to end up waiting until it's like $20 because I bought Assassin's Creed like a month or two after it came out, and then the price dropped through the freaking floor. It was like suddenly it was $20 everywhere. I'm like, why did I just pay $60 for this?
Do you remember I gave away the statue? I bought the collector's edition because I was excited about this game. And I was like, please take this statue thing away. I don't even want to look at it.
Yeah. Oh, man.
That's disappointment right there.
I could have had a free statue of a dude.
Well, I had a good story. Someone had one, and they got theirs stolen somehow.
Yeah, so it was stolen from his desk.
Yeah.
Oh,
and so it, it was one of my old coworkers.
Yeah, so I was like, please take this. Go away. Not like that. But
yeah.
Please take this.
You not go away. I want it to go away. Me. Yes. Please take this away from me. I don't want to look at whatever his name is ever again. I don't even remember.
Altair?
Okay, sure. Yeah. I was going to say Alistair. Whatever.
Alistair.
But, yeah. Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, you can... That was the thing. You could find that game for $20 anywhere.
Mm-hmm. So shitty peripherals.
I think we covered that. I think we pretty much ran the gambit there. I can't think of any others. I mean, other than like home DDR mats. Those little plastic like workout mat things I had, which I never owned. But
I've used one.
Was the power pad? Is that what the Nintendo one
Jesus,
was? That was
the
plastic
thing with like the 16.
Well, I think it was like
red and blue buttons.
Yeah, it was red and blue.
Yeah,
it was like for. Track and field or something like that.
Which basically
but all
everyone,
anyone ever yeah, did was like pound on it with their hands. Exactly. Yeah.
I couldn't even do that properly. That's how much I couldn't even like beat on a pad in time to win a shitty track and field game in 1989.
Sorry. You suck at video games. I know. Yeah,
we'll have confession hour some other time.
But anyway,
I'll spout out all the bad things.
I think we've talked enough about expensive games.
No, well yes, we have. We have
mocked you unmercifully.
I know, but you know what else I have?
What's that?
A lot of cheap games too.
Oh,
and not just from Steam.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Though I do have Stalker that I paid $5 for, played for 5 minutes, and said, okay, no thanks.
And then I still bought it afterwards when it was also like $5.
I told you. I was like, don't buy it. And you did anyway. Well, you said, well, I kind of heard it's cool. Let's see. And how much did you play of it?
I haven't yet. I haven't fired it up yet.
So he doesn't know if he wasted the $5
I bought Team Fortress 2 when it was cheap on the PC, even though I've got it on the 360. Yeah.
Well, nobody plays on 360. People actually play on PC. But
well, that's because they've got all those crazy unlockable things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So anyway, there are a lot of game discounts.
Freaking cheap games, and they're about to get cheaper. So
number one, if you're a PC gamer, just watch the Steam for sale weekly thing, especially around the holidays here. It's going crazy.
Yeah, Steam always has something on sale.
Yeah, and if not, then there's good old games and Direct to Drive. They always have different sales.
It's so weird to think of Steam now because they used to be just like Half-Life 2. Yeah, just Valve games, and now it's basically its own store. Mm-hmm. It's so weird to see how far that's come.
There's a few holdouts, but you know, people that won't go on there for whatever
reason. But I mean, even EA is on there. You know, it's on like Mass Effect and all that.
But Target, like, they've captured an audience, so.
Well, yeah. It's life's easy. Yeah, exactly.
And any computer you have, if you're logged into Steam, you can download that game and play it, which is pretty freaking awesome.
Yep.
But yeah, the big one to get right now that's cheap.
What's that?
Torchlight.
Definitely.
Yeah. If you like Diablo at all, get Torchlight.
If you like awesome.
Yeah. I finally got to play it for a little bit.
Yeah.
And it's awesome. Fun. Yeah. I love it, but there's one complaint.
Well, sure. Go ahead. It was soul crushing, in fact.
No. Other than multiplayer.
Yeah.
Multiplayer is the big one. Because, there's no multi, and it feels, I don't know.
It feels a little hollow.
Yeah, I loved Diablo and Diablo 2, and I played them through the first few times on single player. But then once I played multi, it was like, why would I ever start a single player game again? And this one is only single player, and it's like, it feels like taking a step back.
Yeah, but it's awfully pretty.
Yeah, it's very WoW-like. And the problem I have is, with it being so WoW-like, the musical score doesn't match up at all for me.
Really?
Yeah,
I honestly haven't even really noticed that.
Well, see, I loved the music in Diablo and Diablo 2. Matt Ullman, I believe his name is. You know, like the city music in Act 2 of Diablo 2 is like one of my favorite musical pieces ever. It's just so cool sounding. And this one, it's like it's got that weird, dark, gothic sounding, you know, guitar. And to me, it doesn't work because the game is so cartoony.
I think you need to play a little bit further. It gets a lot darker.
Really?
Yeah. The first place is, I think it's trying to introduce you to the world so you don't feel so claustrophobic. But yeah, it starts to feel more dungeony as you move. It's actually really kind of just sort of one big dungeon. You just keep going down levels and levels.
Which I like that.
Yeah.
I like the idea of that.
But I'm really enjoying it. And I mean, the way I play it, where I've got the faux, if you will, necromancer class from Diablo, I've got minions running around killing things, so I feel like I've got other people around.
And you got your
and
pet.
My dog.
Your pet doing it too.
Yeah, so
it'll probably come.
What, the multiplayer?
Yeah.
Well, they're talking about they're going into an MMO route.
Yeah, they're using the single player to finance an MMO.
Not MMO in the sense of like Warcraft style MMO, just like that, only lots of people able to join a game.
Yeah.
Probably instanced kind of thing, not, you know, 50,000 people running around in one little tiny torchlight. Game.
Yeah. They have said there's going to be an overworld and different towns to go to, but yeah, I mean, it'd be cool. It's just funny when you go into it because it's like everything looks different, but as soon as you see like, oh, I hit I to pull up the inventory, it's like, it's exactly
But the number
Diablo.
Of things they fixed is so good. Like you don't have to pick up gold. You just walk over it.
Yeah.
You don't click, you know, to all the piles and piles of gold.
Yeah, sending the pet to sell all your stuff.
Yes, awesome.
Yeah,
I mean, you don't even have, I mean, that's the thing is like, I don't even know why you have scrolls at town portal. I mean, because that's the only reason you ever went back to the town mid-dungeon in Diablo was because you were full and you're like, well, I can get more shit if I go back there real fast. But, I mean, when you can throw all the crappy stuff to the dog and say, go sell it, why would you ever I put the scrolls of town portal on the dog and like, go sell those too.
So the dog just like runs off by itself, sells it for whatever it's worth and brings it back.
It takes him like a minute to run back and
forth. And it's worth it.
Fucking sweet.
Yeah. And it's cool. I mean, cause it's like, it is a trade off because the dog does attack. The dog can have spells and other stuff. So you lose that for a little while.
Well, it's literally like a minute or two.
Yeah. But you could like, so you could technically just sit around and wait for the dog to come back.
Which I usually do.
But that's like a huge shortcut to all the bullshit of going back to town and selling your shit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That was like the only reason to have a book of town portal in Diablo was this, cause you just want to go back, sell a bunch of crap to clear out your inventory and then
make some gold come back,
or have all the little gems that you could combine, which.
Yeah. I mean, I probably played it like an hour or two. And I mean, I'm already at the point where it's like, money's not really an issue. I'm just trying to find shit at this point. Like, I have more than I can go buy at the vendors. And I'm just looking for cool rare items. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, definitely. I mean, at $20, that's
at $20, you can't really complain about multiplayer.
You just do it.
But I just hope the guys who are making Diablo 3 have played this and said, okay, we need to add something that does this.
Yeah, I mean, I can't even remember. Like, I mean, I was just playing the game, going, okay, they fixed this. Oh wow, they fixed this too. I mean, just on and on. Like, oh, that's so nice.
Yeah.
Maybe I should play that video game.
It takes a computadora.
I have
one of those.
You're in possession of a computer.
Wow.
A personal computer.
I actually have two personal computers.
Yeah, with no video gameplay.
Is it a Tandy?
No, it's a
you're gonna have to upgrade your RAM.
I'm just not even gonna talk about it.
Is it a Gateway? Gateway 2000?
Yeah. No, it's
because they do have netbook mode and Torchlight.
I could probably get away with playing that on
probably
my desktop machine.
Probably wouldn't even work on a Gateway 2000.
It's not a Gateway 2000. This is one that I built
in
01.
Packard Bell?
No, I built this thing in 01 or 02.
Ah.
Yeah.
So Torchlight will run on it. It's a very scalable game.
Mm-hmm. Sweet. Maybe I should... Okay, I'm just going to stop talking. It's a heinous right now.
What?
What?
I just... It's not even worth talking about because it's going to be long and fucking boring. All the reasons why I cannot currently play games on this computer.
Okay.
And I suck.
Spyware.
No, and porn. It's not even that, interesting.
Gigabytes of porn.
It's just a porn machine. Is that what you're trying to say?
No, I wish I was.
Really?
That would be better, way more interesting. Better. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, in keeping with, my habits. I have this really awesome freaking computer with like this awesome graphics card. And
you have a bunch of bullshit plastic peripherals with it?
No, I wish, but all I ever play on it.
9 force feedback wheels.
Honestly, it's like Torchlight takes like no computer power to run whatsoever.
Probably
that's like the
on
only
my
thing
phone.
I've played lately. And like any old game that I'm like, oh yeah, cool, I can run that. System Shock 2, yes.
You know? I'm not going to lie, I played some Sims 3.
Oh, Sims 3.
I'm just evil.
That's
though.
One
That's...
game I stayed the hell away.
Well,
from.
You're probably better off, but I'm just an evil fuck, and I like to create inventive ways to hurt my Sims.
Shortly before I had issues with my computer, I fired up Carmageddon to play that.
Kicking it old school.
Which is still fun.
I bet that's a value title game we could recommend.
It is a value game. You can probably get it for $0. In fact, if you send me an email, I will mail you the disc.
Yeah,
for $0.
Yeah. Now, Harlow, you have Windows 7. Have you tried to run any like old, you know, games that were kind of incompatible before? Have you tried running any of those?
I'm trying to remember if there were any I came across that wouldn't run in Vista. I mean, do you know of any specifics?
Trying to think.
I mean, it's weird. Like the whole time I had Vista, I barely played games like on my PC. I mean, it's just weird. That was during my like.
There were just weird ones with issues like. I think TIE Fighter was one that had a lot of weird...
No, I haven't tried to go anywhere like
problems.
That. I mean,
but,
I did...
a lot of stuff that had to use DOSBox was really weird.
Oh, yeah, I mean, I went... I did grab, like, Fallout 1 and 2 when they went on good old games, and... but yeah, I mean, barely played them, because they haven't aged that well, in my opinion. If you don't already have the love, because that was one of the things I missed, I think they just... They don't age. They feel hard to play. But I did play some Diablo 2 and things like that.
Well, Diablo's always worked.
Yeah. Well, that's
crazy,
but yeah, those are the oldest games I've played on Vista and haven't even tried them on 7 yet. Yeah. But I don't see why it wouldn't work. Okay. If I'm going to recommend a cheap game, that's cheap now, I would say run out now and buy Dead Space.
I
believe it's about $20 pretty much everywhere.
God, that game's so good.
That is an amazing game, and I can't recommend it enough.
And we like it because there's no multiplayer.
You don't get raped in this game by dudes across the country calling you racist slurs.
I love the narrative in that story. I mean, yes. it's fun. And apparently they are in the works of making a movie, maybe? It's on the list of possibilities. List, yeah. In the latest Game Informer, where we get to read about Jerry Bruckheimer's Prince of Persia of Nebraska.
Nice.
Jerry Bruckheimer presents Prince of Nebraska, starring
Jake Gyllenhaal.
I think Jake Gyllenhaal.
I think Jake Gyllenhaal. When I think Persia, I think Toby Keith.
He looks Persian enough.
Yeah, sure.
Toby Keith looks Persian to me. He should have played the lead.
The sad thing is I'll go see that stupid movie. Whatever.
We should try to see it for free.
Maybe. Yeah. But yeah, no, I mean, Dead Space, just can't recommend it enough. Great game. Very atmospheric. Awesome.
Yeah, I've played it through twice.
I think I'm working on my second playthrough.
And I'm playing it through on the hardest difficulty now, mm-hmm. just because I like it that much.
Yeah, I mean, and that's the kind of thing where it scales to challenge, it'll challenge you, but it won't just rape you. I mean, it's good. It makes you feel good when you can do it.
Honestly, the way I enjoy it being harder on the harder difficulties is it's less about how it makes you change the way you play it, because you have to conserve ammo. You can't just
spray away.
Yeah, you have to pick your shots, make sure they count, and aim like where you need to hit, or else you will run out of ammo, and then you may as well just load your save, because you will die.
Well, I also like that it lets you carry over the things you built up from the playthrough before.
Yeah.
I mean,
the only thing I don't like about that is it doesn't let you change your difficulty level when you do that.
I thought it did.
No, it doesn't. You have to stay on the same difficulty if you're doing that.
Maybe I didn't move up a level then.
Nah, probably not.
I think I was going for the completion thing and realized I missed some things. So
Yeah, well.
I'll play through again. I mean, I don't mind.
And me being the completist, I have to play through on the hardest to get the last freaking achievement in that game.
I will hold
my hands up and cheer Rocky style at the top of the steps.
Take a picture with your Xbox
Live
camera.
I beat Dead Space with 1,000 points.
I beat Tetris.
And then people will look at me and go, wow, you wasted that much time playing Dead Space. And I'll say, yes, because it's awesome.
Don't make me beat you with my plastic skateboard.
Yeah.
I have very few games that I... full percentage points that weren't like
Avatar.
I'm just saying things that weren't like 10 achievements, that were just play the game and you'll get them.
I got one, and that's again play the game
Fight
and you
Night
get it.
Or Need for Speed
Most Wanted. Love that game.
Yeah, and that's one where you play it all the way through. And you
play it all the way through 1,000 points.
Mm-hmm.
It's got Razor Callahan in it.
Yes, it does. That was one of the first games I got for my 360, and I thought I was a fucking man for getting 1,000 achievement points.
Yeah.
I was like, fuck yeah!
It's me and Fight Night.
I fucking rule it, games!
Yeah! Look, check me out.
This 360, I must be so good at 360 games. Man! And then every
King
other
Kong?
Game raped
oh
me in
God.
Half over a barrel.
Yeah.
Sorry. And then every other game fucked me in the ass.
That's one thing I will say for the Call of Duty games.
Without my consent.
Modern Warfare and Modern Warfare 2, they don't put any achievements tied to the straight-up multiplayer.
Right.
I like that.
Except you might as well say Spec Ops is multiplayer. You're not getting that all the stars by yourself. I'm sorry. No. Not happening.
Yeah, veteran, some of those sniper missions, you would not be able to do it.
No.
That's why you do like me and play with a guy who's good at games to get your achievements, because you suck.
No, I played with Harlow. We beat a couple of them.
No, but I couldn't beat it by myself. I have to play with someone like him who's good at games. Whereas
game.
I am not.
True.
So my super ultra value pick is DJ Hero.
Playing Mackie's DJ Hero.
Playing your friend's DJ Hero.
Playing the Walgreens version of DJ Hero.
Wobbly Stand Edition. Because it's awesome. No.
Do you really have one?
Yes, I actually do. Okay. And it's kind of, it is an old game, but it's still new enough, and they've still, actually been working on it and dropping DLC for it marginally recently. And that's a Burnout Paradise. You can get it for about $20.
Exactly,
you can get it
$20.
New for $20.
Yeah, you can get it.
You can
new
get
for
it games
bucks.
On demand for $20 if you have enough hard driving.
Yeah,
come
and
on.
It's
seriously,
fucking huge.
Seriously, but... Microsoft, that's a great idea, like Steam, but.
Make your hard drive affordable.
Yeah. Or, and larger. I mean, even at the 120 gig one, Come on.
I still have a 20 full. Gig, and I can install one game at a time.
That's all you can play. Because like 13, you only have 13 gigs free when it's brand new.
Right, and then you install one game, and that's like 6 gigs. So you can download your gamer profile onto your hard drive.
Yeah, the second I saw Dead Space come up for $20, I was like, click buy. No, 7.6 gigs that Jesus has to sit Christ. There forever? No, I'll go get the disc and install it Bullshit. When I feel like it.
But no, Burnout Paradise is really fucking awesome. Like a single player, multiplayer...
I can attest to that.
Yeah. We have played...
There was like a solid month, and this was only like 2 months ago, where that's all I played.
Yeah, same here. I mean, and I actually played some video games at that point in time. That was the month that I played video games. And it's just... There's so much bullshit for you to do for your $20. I mean, I'm pretty sure I put 50 or more hours at least into the game.
I don't want to think about what my save has.
I will say this, though. If you're somehow, I don't know how this would happen, and you're listening to us, but if you do not have your 360 connected to the internet, don't even bother. I don't think that they give you a disc version without the downloads, but that's going to be
not
a
pain. Not on 360. The PC version has them, but...
That is going to be a painful game without the patches, because...
Oh, God, yeah.
You don't get the event restart... You don't get the... Yeah. I mean, I don't care about the bikes, but I mean, there's been a lot of improvements to that game.
Yeah.
Like the classical music score. Awesome.
Now, the patches, like the worst thing is if you've had the game for a while and you've installed the patches, because they're like 1.3 gigs a piece for the patches. But
they're worth it.
If you have that problem, it's taken up a fucking bunch of space. Go delete all your patches and download them again, and it will only download the latest patch, so you'll be cool.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, if you don't have the ability to patch it on 360, just don't bother, because that is annoying when you have to drive back to the intersection to restart an event.
Right.
Oh, God, you have no idea.
Yeah.
And
restart is a godsend.
And if you want those, like, enter the code cards, make sure that you don't patch it before you enter the code, because if you patch it, then they removed the enter the code to get the GameStop card.
See, I still haven't done that
bullshit.
Like, okay,
because the Walmart car is like one of the best ones in the game. It's a WTR.
Sad.
I don't have those. I just play the DeLorean all the time. That's the only awesome. DLC I actually bought for that. It's the fantasy cars.
I think that's one of two DLCs I've ever bought.
Yeah, and
it was worth it. I bought that and GTA Lost and Damned.
Yeah,
GTA 4.
Which I still can't get into.
I bought it and I played for about 10 minutes. I was like, wow, I spent $20. Damn it.
I like it. The motorcycles.
Yeah.
Motorcycles are tough.
I honestly don't care about that story.
I still haven't beaten GTA 4. Beating that, it's just kind of like, I know it's such an investment of time and it's so far down the line that I will beat it that it's, I don't know. I guess that's a sign of getting old or something, but I just don't like games that take forever anymore. And I used to be a guy who loved like the Final Fantasy games back in the day, and you know, any games where there was like this big involved story, it's like, yeah, I got my $50 worth out of this. You know,
me too.
You know, something like Call of Duty, if I had just been playing, you know, like Call of Duty 2 single player, you know, for $50, I would have been like, what the hell, man? That was only like 10 hours. You know, that but now I'm like 10 hours perfect. You know, I don't want to spend any more time because, I mean, I can't even get through Call of Duty 2. I don't have enough time, and it's not like I'm getting stuck. I just don't have the time to beat it.
Right.
That's why I think that's why I enjoyed Borderlands so much. It felt just the right length. Like it felt involved, but it felt like there was some things I could explore if I really wanted to and get off the beaten track. But, you know, that just felt like a perfect length game.
Yeah.
Like Fallout 3 felt a little too long and a little too many little crazy little side quest stuff. Not that I don't love it, believe me. What?
No, I just had Oblivion in my throat.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yes. I'm somebody who thousand...
That's what I love about Oblivion is I've done everything you can do in that game except beat the main storyline.
Yeah.
I've done everything except for play the Shivering Isles, which is sad considering at this point that would be so ridiculously easy. And I mean, as someone who ran and did every single else thing in the game. But no, Borderlands just felt... like a perfect length of a game. Like I felt like I got that feel that I used to get with the 80-hour RPGs in a 10 to 20-hour chunk that was digestible.
I really had a lot of fun. I got up to like level 20 before I got Call of Duty, and then I was like, okay, time to play Call of Duty.
I guess I got it.
I will get back to Borderlands, but man, that game in co-op too, that's another one that was a blast to play with multiple people.
Yep.
Yeah.
So
I to jump back to GTA, the thing that I do like, thing that I do
I
like.
Didn't say anything about bad about GTA, did I?
No, but what he was saying about the length of it.
Oh.
I like the gameplay of that game so much, and the fact that you can just say fuck it and do something else for 10 minutes. And then get back to a mission. I think that's what preserves.
That's always what's been the best of GTA. That not playing the game
bridges me from mission to mission.
Well, what's weird is
heinous bullshit.
The point that I stopped is the one where they're like, "You got to kill this guy or this guy. Do it now. Don't do anything else."
And I was like, "Well, do heinous bullshit in the meantime."
But that was the point I quit the game, was when it forced me to stop screwing around, and it was like, "No, you need to go kill somebody now. Make your choice." And I was like, I don't know. I don't know which one I want to kill. And then I just kind of was like, I'll put this away and I'll play it. And then it was like a week went by, and then 2 weeks went by, and then a month went by, and I never put it back in. When I did put it in, it would be like, you'd be online, and we'd be like,
let's just blow some shit up.
Yeah, let's just go set up in the airport.
Let's go launch things.
And blow everything up that comes by and hop in a helicopter and shoot that. You know, and that was more fun to me than going through the storyline.
I think that's the best thing that they've ever put in a GTA game.
I probably put 100 hours in Vice City, and my story was probably like 40% complete. I never, ever finished that game.
I'm sad. I got 100% in GTA 3 and Vice City.
Yeah, I
spent that much time playing those games.
I did too,
and then I never beat GTA 4.
I would go up on top of a building with a sniper rifle and just...
Oh God, yes.
Yeah, cause as much havoc as you could without dying. And
that's tough in GTA 4, because those bastards get after you. Well, I don't know, like, they're super cops, and like they're just... Yeah, they did fix the AI, but they're fucking smart, and they shoot you a lot, and there's always a fucking dude behind you with a shotgun. There's always a cop behind me with a shotgun.
Always.
That's rules for life there, kids. With that, should we just wrap up?
So those are cheap picks. We got Torchlight on the PC.
Mm-hmm. Dead Space 360.
Dead Space on the 360 or PS3.
Yeah, I think it was on the PS3.
I think there is a PC version,
but I don't know if it's a...
If those are as cheap, that's probably as cheap. That's generally the rule these days.
Yeah.
When it starts cheaper...
And
it stays
Burnout Paradise, which is on PS3, 360, and
PC. But buy it for the 360, because those other systems suck.
And you can play games with us.
The PC's nice, because you get that, you know, the bundle box for... Yeah. Anyway.
PC sucks.
Okay.
I don't want to hear any bullshit from you.
It's because you have a 2002 PC.
Shut up, dude.
Yours is 2002, Odyssey.
I'm trying to have an opinion here. Back off with your facts.
Yeah, well, you should play on 360, because we all play on 360.
Yeah, so you...
Do we want to give out our gamer tags?
Not right now.
No. But
I think we'll post them on the
internet. I think
we're
all pretty close to filling up on our friends list, right? Well,
no,
okay.
You get 100.
Except me.
Oh, that's right. They doubled them now, didn't it? Didn't they? Was it always 100?
Yeah, I've got like 50-something. So yeah,
I have it's 9 or 12. Okay. So,
that's because you don't play games.
Shut up.
Oh, is it PS3 that's 50?
I don't know. I have like 10 friends on PS3.
I don't even have that many. But
so if you want to play game with me,
if you want to see offline as a status a lot,
you can add me. But we'll put our gamer tags on the website if we feel like it, which I will, because I need friends.
Yeah, we like friends. We like cool people to play with who won't yell at us for sucking at Call of Duty.
Yeah,
God, why don't you go over there and grenade that guy?
Yeah, basically, like we'll add people that are actually online and like to play stuff,
which means I'm going to get the
like, unlike
my
one friend
list.
I have on there who's always sending me requests to play games, number one that I don't have, but they're number one, they're always like 2 years old. Like, dude, you gotta come play some Dragon Ball Z, whatever it is. And I'm like, yeah, don't have that,
man. When I have a chance to get online and send you a game invite, I'm gonna do it. That's all I'm saying.
I'm talking about someone else that's on my list. He always sending me old ass game requests that are terrible. Come play Star Trek Legacy.
Well, hey,
want to play some Lost Planet?
I'm the guy who sent a message to everybody. He's like, can you just view my video clip in Burnout Revenge? There's not that many people playing it anymore, and if y'all watch it, I'll get on the leaderboard and get an achievement.
And like one other person besides Harlow and I did it.
Yeah, like there were like Powerbomb and a couple other people did it, but yeah, it was
douche.
It got up to like 8 or 9, but by then like the ones at 20th were like had like 30 views, so I just have to find that cutoff date and then put out the request again and be like, yeah, remember when I did this a couple months ago? Do it again
because you guys didn't come through for
me. Burnout Revenge is still awesome, just so you know.
Still has crash mode.
Yes, crash mode. Anyway, we need to wrap this up.
Yes, please.
We need to stop talking.
All right.
Hey, so this has been a podcast.
Yeah. We still have no quarters.
Yeah.
Yeah, we don't.
We have no quarters and we give no quarter.
Exactly.
At the noquarters.net podcast.
Yeah. Yep. If you found us, God bless you.
Yeah. Yeah. So and there might be some blog, too, on our website.
Yeah, we need to get onto that. But
yeah, at this point in time, the website isn't even built, but you know, through the magic of internet, when this is out there, obviously there will be a website and iTunes and all that stuff.
Yeah.
If you want to communicate with us, the email address is talk@noquarters.net. And nice. You can send questions and whatever.
Comments, concerns.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Friend requests.
Yeah.
All right. So anyway, I am Mackie.
I'm The Beach.
And I'm Harlow.
And we're noquarters.net.
Ding, ding, ding.
Good night.